"My head is ringing like a bee tree," said a sullen little voice over their heads, and Mowgli slid down a tree trunk very angry and indignant, adding, as he reached the ground, "I come for Bagheera, and not for thee, fat old Baloo."
"That is all one to me," said Baloo, though he was hurt and grieved. "Tell Bagheera, then, the master words of the jungle that I have taught thee this day."
"Master words for which people?" said Mowgli, delighted to show off. "The jungle has many tongues. I know them all."
"A little thou knowest, but not much. See, O Bagheera, they never thank their teacher. Not one small wolfling has ever come back to thank old Baloo for his teachings. Say the word for the hunting people, then, great scholar."
"We be of one blood, ye and I," said Mowgli, giving the words the bear accent which all the hunting people use.
"Good. Now for the birds,"
Mowgli repeated, with the kite's whistle at the end of the sentence.
"Now for the snake people," said Bagheera.
The answer was a perfectly indescribable hiss, and Mowgli kicked up his feet behind, clapped his hands together to applaud himself, and jumped onto Bagheera's back, where he sat sideways, drumming with his heels on the glossy skin and making the worst faces he could think of at Baloo.
"There, there. That was worth a little bruise," said the brown bear tenderly. "Some day thou wilt remember me."
Then he turned aside to tell Bagheera how he had begged the master words from Hathi, the wild elephant, who knows all about these things, and how Hathi had taken Mowgli down to a pool to get the snake word from a water snake, because Baloo could not pronounce it, and how Mowgli was now reasonably safe against all accidents in the jungle, because neither snake, bird, nor beast would hurt him.
"No one, then, is to be feared," Baloo wound up, patting his big furry stomach with pride.
"Except his own tribe," said Bagheera under his breath.